hard, that shit aggravating. He ain't mine, I just let him eat me out from time to time. Call it pussy booty tang, cause I got the runny kind. He can't compare me to none of these bitches. I got that Beyonce, that dream girl that listen. Freak, freak, freak nasty. Go a couple of rounds, leave that dick up in the casket. I ain't wanna talk the nigga from you, it just happened. You know I ain't come, boy, if you had to ask me. Freak, freak, freak nasty. Dick on my hand, then I put it in his pants. Get the plan with that cock and make that motherfucker. I walk and I talk like a pimp, cause I am. Call it boot front say, tell my pussy hey, huh? Fancy top, ain't me headed never right. Stormy Daniels head from the head of state. Hey, say, Tweety Lee, make it clap on his face. Hey, freak, freak, freak nasty. Ain't gon' get no pussy, but he hoping that he do. Walking all over the niggas, so he buy me all my shoes. Quick, calling him a trick if he only buy your food. Hey, freak, freak, freak nasty. Ice on my neck, let it drip down my chest. Looking at this motherfucking money, make me wet. Hey, rich bitch, pussy. He only come for a check. My contact list look like the yellow pages. I do not say these niggas' names, I remember faces. And I ain't fucked you in a minute, why you still claim me? But if he ever hit this pussy, he gon' still stop me. And if you got a new bitch, why you still calling? And I look better than that hoe, that's why she made you block me. I like to show off for them haters talking bad about me. Trying hard to find a plot, but you still watching. Hey, freak nasty motherfucker, yeah. Kiss with the tongue, I don't wanna fuck a nigga if he ain't hung. He a lot of fun if he eat it night one. If he got a lot of funds, I'ma hit it like, money make me come, tryna give me some. Looking at these numbers on my checks like, Versace hottie, Creole mommy, she gon' fucking run, but the stally get it up. Freak, freak, freak nasty. Go a couple of rounds, see that dick up in the casket. I ain't wanna take the nigga from you, it just happened. You know I ain't come, boy, if you had to ask me. Freak, freak, freak nasty. Lick on my hand, then I put it in his pants. Get the plan with that cock and make that motherfucker bam. Bam, bam. And I walk and I talk like a pimp, cause I am. Ay, pussy wet, diamonds on my neck. I'm a hot girl, so I make these niggas sweat. If you fucking with me, then you fucking with the best. If he say he a dog, I'ma treat him like a pet. Jimmy John neck, told him give it to me quick. Who can love you like me, but nobody can't sweat. Rich bitch pussy, I can take you out of debt. Rich bitch pussy only come for a check. Freak, freak, freak nasty. Go a couple of rounds, put that dick up in the casket. Ay, ay, ay. Freak, 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 freak nasty. Ooh.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind.
Wow. I'm struggling over here. My mouth is dry. You ever tried to roll with your mouth dry?
Mm-hmm. It's the worst thing.
Yes. Let the room say yes. Sorry, all right, guys. Singer. Let's do the intro. Since I was rudely interrupted before. Oh, we didn't even turn around. Anyway, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to another dope-ass episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you those three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks. I was waiting for a chorus of yays, but...
Oh, I caught it. I had to.
This is why we hired her.
We're all fucked up.
Chicks and vibes. That means when you come on here, you got a whole lot of weed. Good amount of chicks now.
A whole lot of bitches.
Okay. And some dope ass vibes. So let's go around this circle.
My favorite person.
With the chorus and the corn and the cunt right here. Can you let them know who you are, sir? And we'll start with you and go in the circle.
Who, we talking with me?
Yeah, because you was in the corner.
I've been here before, though. They know who he is.
Okay, but we'll let them know.
All right, so see what happened was my name is, my name is Mackie. I have a podcast and I make music. I brought today my boy, my guy, the white assassin. What basketball player do you look like?
Something Sergei.
Yeah, you kind of look like Ginobili a little bit.
We're both Argentinian.
Yeah, it's enough.
You could say Alberto.
Ooh.
All right. Ooh. I like that.
Yo, his sound effects are my favorite.
So that's a young Alberto in the building.
Okay.
Manuel, aka Mr. Talking Hands.
Yep.
Does anyone have scissors?
My producer.
Yes.
Tell me, James.
Same shit.
Nah.
We lost.
I was hoping you had some of that good bag of yours.
I normally would. I think there's
scissors. See, same.
Gotta keep scissors. Very vital.
But yes, as you were saying, Mackie, my bad.
Oh, no, I finished. I mean, yeah.
Oh, you want to save your album for the Shantos Plugs?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
all right.
We're
going to
talk about that.
So we talking about
what we're going to
do.
Travis.
Can you push that towards him a little bit?
Thank you.
My name is Travis. I'm new on this show. I make music. Yeah, you can find me on SoundCloud at Trey Bands.
Okay.
I guess.
Is that your Instagram as well?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I'm here. I'm supporting y'all.
My life every day.
I'm
enjoying.
There we go. Anyone dealing with Leisha, like, don't know why I'm here, but hey. Might get arrested, but we're here, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's it.
Arrested with us?
No one.
Okay.
Yes, we got cameras. You seen the upgrade?
I seen. I'm looking around. I'm like,
right growing up. You heard?
Right, getting ripe for us.
Okay.
Yo. Who we got next?
It's me.
You see, it's not just me. It's not just me. Yo, I clowned her the first time I was here, but oh my god, it's not my fault. My laugh is like that. Anyway, you know, God made me this way. It's Trappy Nikki. Follow me on IG, you feel me. I might drop a video of my poetry soon. Okay, definitely. So, me too, you feel me. And that's it. All right, I love the snaps, guys.
My name is Fitz. I live with myself more as a networker, like some more of a supporter of all my homies and stuff. They make music, and
okay.
Jordan, that is a photographer. So today, you know, I'm his sidekick today. So no. I'll be here just supporting him and meeting you guys and stuff, you know?
Of course. You know, you can always come for the high network.
Of course.
Yeah.
What about you, Mr. K.
Wow. I can't believe we're doing this podcast. It's Jordan Crespo. I'm out here with Leash.
Hello.
I appreciate you for having me out here. First time ever doing something like this. And it's just like, I'm trying to just put on for everybody that's, you know, like me, that's around me, just experiencing the same things that I'm going through. We all trying to figure it out. I'm trying to put
that's
on for them.
Yeah. That's what I do this podcast for. Put everybody on. This is why we do it. So that way I can have it in 15 years later when you guys are rich. Remember me? Let me stop. Anyway, now I'm like, I know you guys. Shouts out to y'all. But yeah, anybody else?
Me?
Yeah, we didn't do that.
No. My name is Velvet. I am a singer, musician. This is my first day on the job. It's lit. New intern for Niche.
Hello.
It's lit. I came for the 420 podcast, and I was just like, hi, yes, let's do this. So, yeah, just happy to be here. It's lit.
We're happy to have you.
Yes. You're my favorite person. Like, this is
isn't
great.
He great?
We are going to exchange information. Because
this is why he's been on here like 3 times.
Yeah. His sound effects, I'm all about sound effects. My life is a musical.
Facts.
All right, since everyone... Oh, I'm sorry. Wow.
No, you're good, you're good.
I introduced you, but you should introduce yourself.
Yeah, so my name's Nahuel. I go by the name of Talking Hands as well. I make beats.
Because his hands talk.
Music, yeah. Producer Mac brought me today. Told me about it last night, and I had to say yes.
Okay. There you go. Yo, once he saw that, he was like, yo, we can smoke weed in it?
I was literally, the subject line was like, let me spark you. I was like, yes, please.
Why was this a question? Who said no? Somebody said, who would even tell you no?
Yo, like, I'm already there, though.
I've had a lot of people telling me no.
I had to get the pack because I knew I was coming over here. And then my homies just released their tape not too long ago, MGBSP. So shout out to the spa, shout out to Riggs. And you gotta check that out. That's some heat. I was in the studio for that, and them fucking beats were like talking to my soul. Like they had me feeling like, damn. That's fine. Had me on Orange. It was a dope little church spot.
R.I.P. to your printer, though.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to buy.
Pull one out. All right. You want to do it? Oh. Let's do What's the Strain since we're done with the introductions, y'all. What's the Strain segment is where we go into the strains we brought, who rolled what we rolled it in. If you didn't bring anything, just let me know what your favorite strain is or what you like to roll up in. How you guys feeling today? And when you first started smoking, what was your most annoying habit in a cipher when you first started smoking? Like something with? That was very annoying to everybody else, but you were just like, I should just do this. Mm-hmm.
I should just do this.
Because this is me and I'm a stoner. And now
okay,
I'm a
wait, but start from the first question because she asked that question.
Yo, honestly, she got me like that last time and I was like, I don't want to go.
She did say that and I was like, but
and then everyone
going.
Got around and it was just like, I brought this and I smoked this. I was like, I think you just answered that shit.
It's what did you bring, like the strain? If you didn't bring anything, what's your favorite strain? And then the next question is, what do you roll it up in? And then if you didn't bring anything, you could just tell me your favorite roll up. And the next question is, if when you were first started smoking, what was the most annoying habit that you did in the cipher? Like, everyone when they first started smoking had one annoying ass thing. Mm-hmm. Paranoid ass trick that you kept doing because you knew it worked, but everybody else is like, you're doing this for no reason, you're being extra.
Yeah,
I'm starting with you.
Okay, my favorite
this is the third time you were like,
and shut up. My favorite strain is Black Widow now because I brought Black Widow last time, that shit was fire. Oh, yeah. But I prefer, like, I like hybrids, so if it's a hybrid, I'm with it. I used to roll blunts. I switched over to leaf, Fonto, and raw papers.
Better than me.
And but mostly papers because I sing, you know. And what was the my paranoid thing? I was fucking with a drug dealer before, so
are we all?
He, Jesus Christ. So he, I guess, had me on just like on alert all the time with the cops. So me and my friends would like hotbox, and I'd be looking out the window all the time. And they'd be like, nigga, just like casually looking out the window at the mirrors, and they're like, you good? And I'm like, there's a cop right there.
But y'all not looking.
And I'm like, hello.
Yeah, that's all on you. None of that sound like hurtful.
Not like towards
he's talking about like right before Weequay Park.
Oh, right there, I know what you're talking about.
Up to like Jersey City, Pulaski. Because they don't be cops.
That's
like
where
that
I live, and I go that way every day.
At all, they don't be cops there at all.
I literally,
especially on like 78 too.
I spark as soon as I hit traffic.
Except for it's like a sleep.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's about it.
Okay, so I brought I brought some purple shit. I don't know the name, but it's purple. Purple's my favorite color, so you know. But you didn't say your favorite. What's your favorite?
Oh yeah.
It's like, I don't know, Girl Scout cookies.
Favorite.
That's a good one.
Cookies here.
Okay, I brought purple shit.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other question?
What did you roll in?
Oh, what did I roll in? Raws, because I don't smoke blunts.
Why?
I usually, the shit is too harsh on my chest, and it makes me feel, like, drowsy and depressed. Like, I feel better if I smoke.
I just like hearing your explanation. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it's the truth. But yeah, so I only smoke like papers or bongs or one hitters. But I don't smoke blunts. I can't do that. Even though I smoked a blunt for the first time this week in like 2 years, and that's because he promised me it wasn't harsh. And it wasn't.
That's why I'm some bad choice.
It was woods, not black backwards. It was just regular woods.
Oh my god.
But that shit was high, and it was a pretty good high. Yeah, it was a pretty good high. I ain't gonna lie. What was the other question?
When you first started smoking, you were paranoid too.
Oh, having to go home and having my parents
smell me.
That shit is so annoying.
I just want to
have to. I'd have to take a bath and some Lysol before I go home. That ass is smelling like a hot summer spring. Coming
you be
into
like,
the
yo,
house.
You got perfume.
You spray yourself 1,000 times.
Hell yeah, yo, and you still smell it.
How I smell
it,
Beyonce? Because
it's in your nose.
Yeah,
and it's on. It's in your tongue. It's like you're talking to your parents, and you're sitting there.
That's
with
why
weed
you
bread.
Always get something to eat before you go in. They can't.
You come in there wild eyed, like
yeah. Yo, one time, I came home with I came home tripping off a shroom.
Oh, crazy. Tell me the story.
Please.
Right.
First
now.
Of all, it was one of the worst trips ever because,
oh, no.
Like, I've done shrooms maybe 3 times. The first time I did it was in the forest. We took a 7-mile hike. We're rich.
That was, I wasn't, I don't think I was.
It was me, Rich, Lance, and Chris.
I was just doing shrooms.
And this other girl I was fucking with.
I also got water for
guys. I was just doing shrooms in the
forest. Yo, it was so much fun. Everything was so bright and lively. Like, shit was just. I was walking around. I'm like, yo, this is a movie right now. I went down into like this patch, and I promise you, it probably looked like a regular patch. When I saw that shit looked like. You know those Japanese movies with the,
like the
when they have
the
like
blossoms.
The fourth yeah like yeah, that day, it looked like that. I was like, yo, what also, the? I thought I saw a samurai
a
just
Lee
come
movie?
Like about to challenge me to a fight. I said,
I'm like,
it's quiet.
Ready. It's I ain't go to the dojo today.
It's quiet. So, the second time I did it inside, and I did some fuck shit because I snorted a perk before we did the shrooms.
So you
nigga, when I say
you
I was tripping.
You lived your life.
I can imagine.
Yo, I went home. Hold on. Because it was my
you
mom's
had to
birthday.
Go home?
Yeah, I had to go home.
It was your mom's
birthday. It was your mom's birthday. And you snorted a perk.
Yo, I was
you said the party's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit.
Lit.
I came home. So I saw my dad. My dad looked in my eyes. He was like, yo, son, get the fuck out of my face. What
your
the fuck is you coming in here with your eyes like that? Get out of here. I'm like,
sorry for interrupting, but I should let it be out.
Okay, no. Whenever you, I'll hit you up. I'm going to stalk you. No, I'm being serious. I mean, you ask them.
He was like,
I think I'm
But yeah, no, whatever you need to do, I'll see you another time.
I'll fuck with this.
Yeah. It gets real hazy. It gets real hazy.
It does.
I just wanted to be involved.
It worked.
There we go. I'll see you later.
I'm new.
Of course.
He was like, I'm
good.
I'm high.
He said, I got a good amount of high.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
It'd be like that.
But yeah, so the second time I went home, wide-eyed, my dad was like, I woke up the next morning, I was shit in my pants.
Wait, are we talking figuratively, or you had actual underwear. There was weight
talking
in your
about,
underwear.
Like, there was weight.
What?
Oh, it's like, nah,
did you have a moment like
that?
Like,
at
that
moment? But no, you ever get in trouble with your parents and then you get like, all of a sudden your stomach starts bumping.
Hurting.
Oh,
hurting.
Oh, like, I gotta use the bathroom.
Like, I'm gonna shit myself. I'm mad. I'm winning this argument. Fuck you, man.
I gotta take one right now. But, okay, so I said I got purple shit. I rolled.
Mm-hmm.
That I said while I was paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any other questions?
How are you feeling?
I'm chilling.
It's okay if I ask one. I'm so sorry. Don't ask.
No, you good.
Okay.
I'm chilling. Yeah, just high right now.
As always, wait till like, we're not even into the topics.
No, I mean, yeah. I've been here before.
You
they know.
You know this routine.
It's not. Just let it be.
It's, yeah, that one, something's up with it. I think it's just.
This shit.
It slowly just drips on its own. But go ahead, Nikki.
I don't know.
You rolled
what
up
this
stuff,
is,
though. Oh.
But I got it from my brother. Oh. And he the plug, so I know it's that good shit. You feel me? It's always that good shit. Like, he'll never be doing no bullshit, so we just gonna call it some Highland.
That's some Highland good.
I don't know, I just, you know, I don't put a lot of, you know, energy into my voice.
Because energy flows within you.
Exactly. Ooh. You feel my vibe.
I'm not a rapper.
Stole it right from my
head. I just hang around.
Nothing but love, yo.
This is what I put.
Wow, that was great.
Okay, you next.
All right. I came empty-handed because I didn't want to I usually grab all these butter stuff, but I am going to Haraka because my people didn't have, so I am going to go to the wrong person, bring something brown. What do you smoke? And I'm more of a dabber, so I usually am at break at the house and stuff. So,
oh, you got
it. Yeah, I've
always wanted to do it. I've never done it, though.
Yeah. I'll definitely bring a box. Whenever, bring a box next time. I know.
I don't think I'll do it now.
Whenever we're
he's
buying his crumbs, always sets up the ring. Just
I'm more of a dabber.
You're not like, no,
I do buzz, but when it comes to like strains and stuff, I'm more of a like hybrid. I'll go with like a GMO. Or like something like that.
I
like
love
or like a gelato cross with like dosey dose, something like that. So it's super.
You're
making
these things and they sound so magical.
Yeah,
to
Sunday
me.
Driver. Like I'm more of that kind of guy.
Yo, I've had my favorite's probably what else does this do? A Bubba Kush.
Oh gosh.
I had that shit from
I had the Bubba Fire as well. Yeah.
Yo, that shit had me on my ass.
I had some platinum bubble from Jungle Boys. I don't know if you heard from them.
Nah.
Out in Cali. Okay. And that was probably some fire. It came out to like 27%.
Really?
TG, yeah.
That one's a Cali. That shit
was
magical.
I grabbed it out here.
I heard Canada has great weed.
This summer. Yo,
when,
and my parents are talking about getting an Airbnb.
Bro.
I'm
making it a plan to visit every weed destination before 2021. And I'm going to Las Vegas for my birthday for a week this summer. So it's meant to be lit. Oh, I'm not going to see y'all. No, I'm going to be back on Friday. I'm going to be here. Yeah. The day after my birthday.
Yeah, my boy just came back from Vegas.
Really?
He brought back a little fucking pen. It reminded me of like a hookah pen like we had in high school. And he just, it was just like a little hitter.
It's
that shit would just
one.
Stink up the fucking store that we was at.
It's the leaf inside
he said, that shit ratchet. But that's
no. Actually, that's one of my friends, we smoked that. That's why I'm like, it's a leaf inside of
No, it's a backwood. I don't.
It's a backwood.
It's a backwood.
That's why it's ratchet.
That's why when you said that, I said, that's why it's a leash blunt. That's pretty cool.
A leash blunt.
It's a leash blunt.
I see.
Oh, you thought I said
leaf blunt, yeah.
The confusion we call
it. We smoked leash blunts with my friend. That's what I'm saying.
I just started doing it last summer, and then ever since I started, I think, did I do that when I met you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just weird. I saw people doing it with Fanta, and
yeah,
I was like,
how we do it, right?
Not the soda. That's not how you pronounce it either. But anyway.
Fanta.
I like smoking Fantas, though, when I used to smoke.
They're nice. They're smooth.
Yeah.
They're smooth.
I love Fanta. I have Fanta. If y'all want.
Nah.
All right, you know, let's get into what's the tea. While we still got time, because I'd be really losing track. What time is it? Yeah, we good. What's the tea segment is the segment where we talk about the tea we've seen on the Instagram blogs. If any of you follow them like me, the Shade Room needs to sponsor me. I'm in every comment. if you watch the local news, any social injustices you saw, any crazy shit y'all read, any shit you saw on your timeline from your homie and you was like, what? Let me know. I want to know the tea. So I guess we'll start with my laptop. Where is the laptop? Thanks, Nikki. All right, Rico. You're just always trying to shine on me.
You was bumping her. That was her new album?
No, that was Anger Management. I'm not a fan.
You didn't like it?
I'm really saddened. There's some songs on there.
Maybe I gotta keep listening to it because it just wasn't hitting for me at first. I don't know. It's like the beat.
I started fucking with her like around the time I met you.
What's cloudy?
Where you been?
No, because sometimes I'm like, damn. Like last time I was here, I was like, yo, my glass is hella foggy.
That's why I'm not even. I ain't even put them on.
Well, I'm blind.
I'm blind too. Well, I'm not really looking at anything.
Alright guys, so the tea that I wanted to discuss today was, have you guys heard of Yes Jules?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Do you see her haircut?
She looks like a soccer mom.
But the blonde.
Yeah, she looks like the moms who complained to corporate.
Oh shit.
Yes. Yeah, you never.
Kelly?
Can I speak to you?
I'm about to have a BF. Oh my god.
I call her haircut the culture vulture haircut because it's a lot of people. I'm not the only one. I didn't coin that. Don't no one think that's my term. There's a lot of people out there that say that, but it's her haircut. Katy Perry has it.
Just give it up.
Pink has it. Even though I can't say Pink like that because Pink, I mean, is she not?
She has it. But she's cool.
I feel like she's cool. I mean she's been a part of the culture, though.
Yeah, before some old school,
She had her rap days. She's had her rap days.
I thought she was a rapper. When niggas told me she was a singer, I said, what?
Which I didn't even
know.
I thought she was a rapper. Every she's genre, not a rapper. Though.
Yeah, she's been in every genre.
She's been in Pink.
Nah, she was never a. She's a. Rap. She's a singer.
You never heard her rap time?
She's like
hip hop.
She has like hip hop songs. I don't know. Like how you know, like Gwen Stefani has hip hop songs. You know, she has like hip hop songs, but where it sounds like she was rapping,
shit.
She was singing.
What?
Yeah.
It's just
like,
I know what song you're talking about.
Right.
Say it again. You're not saying it. You just.
I don't know the lyrics. That's when you don't know the lyrics. You gotta do the. But yeah, I don't know if is there anybody else that has a haircut? That's why I was asking that question. Because I was trying to think, is there anyone else that has a culture vulture haircut that would you consider?
Miley Cyrus had it though.
And that's why I call her the culture vulture haircut.
Velvet. Yes.
What about them? You need to ask.
Oh, he said he doesn't like.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you can pass it to me. I'll pass it.
Thank you.
That's no problem.
I didn't know what involved.
Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, is putting Stan in the dictionary for 2019's new edition. I accept that. Do you guys think Stan should be an added word in the dictionary for the English language?
No.
Since we had, I think we have selfie now in the English, in the dictionary.
Yeah, I think they put it like that.
I feel like, I also don't know. I think it's one of those things where I feel like some slang is slang. You know what I mean? And I feel like even with selfie, like not that selfie slang.
Something's got to stay out the book.
But then I also understand like in the aspect they want to bring the culture into it so that it's a wide, like diverse words and shit like that. So I understand both sides, but I'm also just like...
But most people used to hate on the culture before, so it was like
they're still hating.
Yeah, they're still hating the culture now, so it's like why they like
want to support it now? Why just not leave the word out of the fucking dictionary?
There's
no reason for it.
Money.
A whole big
announcement. It's
money.
They can coin the term now, like
facts.
And he'll just make bank off of just because the word.
Well, money. Facts. It's always a money plan. It's either money or power.
Over the culture.
You know these YT people. You know how they do.
I'm gonna drink my water.
Go pour. Back in, why am I saying the thing I put in the email? Anyway, what do you guys do in relationships?
What?
I was gonna say back, forth, and forth, but I'm like, oh wait, no, that's okay, just what later. I told you guys. Anyway, creatives in relationships. Are you the type of person that goes back to their ex, or are you the person that advises people not to do that? And if you're so, when your friends go back to their exes, what do you do?
Depends on the ex.
On the predicament too.
You don't like it either way.
I think it just depends on the ex.
What if the ex was like the best person in the world, but the friend fucked it up?
And he's gonna go back to her?
Yeah.
You should go back to her and not fuck up again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't know, because if it's vice versa, I have my friend, like, go back to her, man.
Well, I mean, essentially, it's your friend's decision.
Yeah, and I respect that. Like, now that we're getting older, I respect that. That's when I put myself in their shoes, and it's just like, like, I may not understand from my side, but see, it's different.
Social media influencer is facing 20 years after attempting to steal a domain name at gunpoint.
What? Social media.
Who are the influencers?
And yeah, that word.
Quick link, shall we?
We have to know who the influencers are before I even care
give
about
me
the
a
subject.
Domain. Why didn't it just
what's her name?
He looks like
a social media influencer.
He looks like a bright.
Kylie Jenner. Okay. She's a social media influencer. Bro, the she gets like a quarter of $1 million to post something.
The man's name was
that's
called...
That's crazy, right?
That's nuts.
His name was Rossi Loratio Adams.
Let's see his face.
He was known on social media as Polo.
Polo?
Don't nobody know Polo.
You know what? Him.
Marco Polo.
Exactly. He did all that and nobody know him. He tried to steal the domain name Do It For The State. He wanted a different version of the name to help expand his efforts. So he reached out to... Wait, he already had doitforthestate.com. He reached out to the owner of another version of that, I guess, Do It For 4FOR. Maybe that's the other version. Because what other version could you have? Do It For The State.
Which one did he have?
Do It For State.com.
He said Do It For State?
Yeah, and he's looking for the alternate version of the owner of the alternate version. What could be the other version of that?
Do It For State?
He probably had...
Or four, like F-O-U-R?
Yeah.
Like he just spelled it out. Or in the number four.
So when you pulling out this bomb, Crespo?
Yes.
Can we get a bit of the bomb?
Of course.
The Crespo.
Of course.
Sitting here like
that's what they brought it for.
Thanks, Jerry.
Well, Mr. Polo, the Don, or whatever your name is, man, Polo, you're an Iowa State student. Man, I hope you really don't get 20 years.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
over some
that
dumb
shit.
That shit
would be stupid, man. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man. You do this shit a better way.
He gonna get them 20 years.
This shit about to blow up, though. He about to be popular if he gets off. I ain't gonna lie.
He gonna be doing them Instagram shit.
How he gonna get off?
Huh?
How he gonna get off? He done did it already.
Yo, look at Jussie Smollett. That nigga did it and he got off.
Jussie,
man. He did it and he got off. What's his name? He the next OJ. No shit. And OJ got off.
You really
think OJ did get off. He did some dumb shit and still got arrested.
But you really
did. You got off.
You were free.
Why? Oh, let me go.
Let me go rob my
shit. It's not his fault, though. It's not his fault. He got CTE.
What's that?
I don't get it.
You know what CTE
is? Is that brain injury?
Yeah, from playing football.
Now they gonna blame it on the football illness.
Nah.
Yo, getting cracked like that.
Now they get fined.
I know. But now they gonna blame it on that.
Mental institution.
And then it's gonna be a whole outreach.
It's fine. It's been through a lot.
Oh, I feel you, man.
Missouri teacher charged with hiring a hitman to take care of a 10-year-old student in his class.
Damn,
allegedly molested.
Wait, can you repeat that?
That nigga psycho.
Missouri teacher hires a hitman
to
take care of the 10-year-old student
he molested.
In his class that he molested.
Of course. You had a hitman for a 10-year-old?
He said, I don't need no extra. They making that shit bigger than it is.
He probably just paid some nigga on the block. They talking about a hitman. That's what I'm saying. This is a nigga from the block. Yeah, yo, what the hell? Come on, that's a hitman. That's the. He's not a hitman.
That's a nigga giving this.
That's a nigga from the block.
For the news, that's. Listen,
but that's what I'm saying. White America needs to stop this bullshit.
Hold on.
You could just say a nigga from the block.
But don't let it like assassination. Before we hop up, military. Before we hop up, it's just a nigga from the block. It's a little bit serious.
What happened? What? No, for real. For sure.
It gets deeper?
No, that's what I mean. The story gets a little deep. So I don't know if it's just a nigga from the block. We gonna.
Oh, he might have some bodies. He might be a real hitman. They've been looking for a while.
Wait,
he was charged with molesting a 7-year-old student 3 years earlier, so I guess he's 10 now.
Wow.
So he was 7 at the time, and he has been charged already 3 years ago, and he hired the hitman to kill him and his family this year.
Wow.
So they don't testify. They don't testify, they can't go to jail.
Yeah.
Well, how you get caught?
If the person, they got to testify on the
record. No, how you get caught hiring a hitman?
How did they know?
How the fuck? Let's see where this guy.
Did he go like hiring a hitman?
What's the hitman's name?
He paid his boyfriend, which is the old nigga, in the picture next to him.
Some nigga on the block is his boyfriend.
That's crazy.
This old nigga.
Wait, that means he's the teacher.
This is the teacher.
Yeah.
This is his boyfriend.
Some nigga on the block.
He paid his boyfriend to pay another person, third party somewhere else.
Wait, what the fuck? That's his boyfriend?
Yeah, that old nigga.
He's still his boyfriend.
That shit just blew my shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Where do you find the story at?
The Shade Room.
I never even heard
of it. Did I? Oh.
And they got it from TMZ.
She's the number one supporter.
I mean, in Newsweek. My bad. This is so great. A GoFundMe has been made to help the boy and his family. It's raised almost $15,000 emotionally and financially supporting them through this. And they've both been charged with felony conspiracy and attempting to tamper with the victim. And his partner faces the same charge. What do y'all think about that? Him doing, like, first of all, let's talk about teachers molesting kids for a second. Because I've seen already a lady going to jail recently in Jersey. Because I watch News 12 a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I think like 13 people got arrested this past week.
Oh, yeah, you saw that.
In Patterson?
It was a cop.
North Jersey.
It should happen everywhere.
One of them was the owner of a barbershop on Belmont, Helden.
They were
using Tinder and Kick and stuff like that. And apparently he was trying to meet up like a 12-year-old girl. He met up with the feds, yeah.
They got a cop like that.
I'm 12. I'm speaking. I'm 14.
They got a cop like that.
He's 38. So
yeah, yeah.
Wait, 14-year-old girls being on Tinder?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Bro, that's
social
shit.
Like,
nowadays,
it's not social media, though.
They be having phones.
You can fake
it. You can do anything on a phone, on a tablet.
You can do
anything.
They
got a cop like that, though, and like the girl was like, I'm 15. And he goes, we can just pretend that you're 18. And it was a fed.
This is some R. Kelly shit, man. Oh my god. Yeah.
No.
Let's get spicy. Yeah, we got time for spicy talk real quick. Alright, spicy talk. I'm gonna throw some weird questions at you before we go to the mysterious case segment. Maybe if we have enough time before we do lessons from each. But if you had your own TV talk show, going in a circle, make it quick because we gotta get through this. If you had your own TV talk show, who would be your first initial guest, and then you pick two runner-ups?
I don't know.
We'll go back to
I'm
you.
Sorry.
You always do this. I'll go back to you.
I don't want
to
answer it.
Fuck. Yeah, come back to me too. Like, oh, shit.
Kobe.
Okay.
Jay-Z. All
right.
And... I don't know the last one. I don't know. I don't have a runner up. Just those two.
Who?
Just those two.
Just those two? Okay. Yeah. What about you?
Oh, shit.
Would you forgot you was in this circle?
Yeah. All
right, I'm going to answer it for y'all real quick. If I had my own TV talk show, I would invite, which I kind of do, I would invite Rico Nasty. Would be the first, very first person I would invite on there. Following with R.I.P. to Mac Miller, if he was around still. Mm. And the third person would be someone living, someone really high. Gonna say Snoop. I might have Snoop on.
Wow,
already.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to smoke with Snoop.
Yo, Snoop and Seth Rogen at the same time, just so I can chat with them, because they always have fun times together.
Yo, Mac Miller might be my third one.
Yeah. I would love to talk to him.
Yeah, for sure.
Hmm. All right,
what about you?
I would pick Rihanna, because you know she always got a blunt. So.
Oh, why did I miss her? I can't stand myself.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
It's okay. Nicki Minaj, so I could teach her how to smoke a little bit better. You know,
I hate that.
Anyway, you know. What she don't inhale.
She go.
She be like.
She's not really smoking.
A lot of girls on Instagram do that shit. Like,
it's my cute.
How,
it's
like,
not
how
cute.
Is she?
You're wasting
how
my
is
money.
She
you're
like
my money. Get off my blood.
Girlfriend and he teach her how to smoke a blunt. Like, she's too busy sucking dick.
Oh.
Anyway,
nothing
wrong with that.
Anyway,
and it's tiny hits.
The third,
she's
one of my
mother. She's not smoking anything. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. You're not hearing me.
She's not inhaling one of her.
You're not hearing me. She's
not
doing
high.
That shit for the likes. Fuck Nicki Minaj. You know, I'm sorry if anybody likes her.
That's always been the vibe.
Like, don't kill me in the comments,
please. No, you can't.
We've had a couple burps. We've had a couple burps on here, but it's mostly a non-burp podcast. Do you think anybody else want to answer?
I always want to do a Wiz Khalifa.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have one.
That's
all
I can think of it.
Yeah.
Do you
agree? Honestly, I'd want to smoke with Pac if he was still alive.
Mm. Word. Like, that'd be a dope combo. Yeah. Like, can you do the rules that grew from Congress real quick? Okay. Do you think you could take your significant other's underwear off by just using your teeth? Anybody can answer if they want.
Well,
could I?
Yes.
I don't have one of those, but yes.
Oh, are you multi-talented?
Wait, a nigga that will let you take his panties off.
Wait, to
cover him. He loves you!
To cover the panties as well?
Because if a female is taking
them off,
they
panties.
Have to be panties. She ain't taking off no box with her teeth.
I don't.
Listen,
some briefs.
If you can do the briefs.
You can do the briefs.
But you can do the fake out.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm not saying that.
You can fake it out with your teeth.
No, you could do whatever you gotta do. I mean, like, 21 and through 23 was like I experimented and I was fucking with girls too, so it was lit.
When
there's a will, there's a way. Okay. It's always a way.
Always.
No, but if you take it off from a girl, I mean. That's sexy.
I've had, yeah.
This
yeah.
nigga,
that's
sexy.
What?
No longer panties. It's
I don't know
sexy.
What's sexy
not panties,
about.
Not panties.
I don't know what's sexy.
I don't
want to
get
imagine.
Too vulgar, but
I can't even imagine.
Here, like, you know what
I'm laying
down.
I can't imagine coming home after a long day of work. We about to get it up. You talking about.
Who the fuck?
I want to take off your boxers.
No. You got
I'm
that.
Taking my cover and my pillow to the other room. I'm sitting on the couch tonight. I want none of that.
Like, do not touch
I'm
me.
I'm exiling myself.
No, I'm good.
You need to take a shower first and then do all that.
And that's
some girls like the musty.
Okay.
No. Oh. Well,
you can't be musty.
That's
you
a
10%. Take no what?
It's a 10%. It's a 10%. Not every girl likes to smell hot.
It's
boxer
a, oh, that's
in
a
her
soup.
Face.
Fuck no.
When,
who likes that?
And they think it's great.
Come here. Suck on his dick.
It's salty.
It's salty.
Oh, I saw someone do this.
Your dick is salty and it tastes like gym sweat.
I saw
someone. And I don't like salt.
I saw someone on Twitter. Somebody was like, some girl was like, yo, niggas be coming home from a long day at work with sweaty balls talking about, yo, come here and suck this dick. You lucky I like my nuts with salt.
Are you...
Honestly, it's... You lucky I like my nuts with salt. Bitches is, you know...
Yeah, bitches like salty nuts.
Do you like it nasty when your significant other is in control in the bedroom, or do you prefer to take the lead, or are you a shy person that hasn't experienced more than vanilla sex? Vanilla sex.
What the fuck is this?
Vanilla sex is...
No, I've heard this term like twice this week, and I don't know.
It's like softcore,
I think vanilla sex is...
Like Hotel Arata. Yeah.
Okay,
is it like missionary?
You ever seen softcore porn?
Missionary can be more...
Missionary might be the best.
Think of a romance movie.
It might be the best position.
Missionary, that's their favorite position.
Missionary by the body.
Might be the best
by the body, leg to leg.
Missionary is like more my cervix position.
It's been a while, though. I'll be honest for you, with me. It's been a while, like...
So you can't remember your favorite position?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, that's very unfortunate.
Have you tried to pray about it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel sorry for you.
It's
all right. It's all right. We've all been there.
Nah, yeah. Everybody has a dry spot. You feel me? I've had one.
Are you doing it for
my friends
your creative
call me
process?
Optimus Prime.
Are you doing it for
Jesus
your
Christ.
Are you doing it for your creative process?
She said my friends call me Optimus Prime.
They do. My friends call me Optimus Prime.
My friend... Why did I not hear that at first? I was fucking with him like...
My friends call me Optimus Prime. Like, my boy that I brought on 420, he gave me the name Primetime.
Like, prime. Why? Because you like this.
I'm always in my prime. Like, I just...
Oh, you flirt, you cute, you cool.
That's my... Yeah.
Oh, that's your thing. Oh, okay. That's
I'm just
thing.
A flirt.
I'm like prime.
Like, I just...
Optimus Prime, like, for jaw.
And I'm a
like,
Scorpio, like, so...
You're a Scorpio, too?
That's the loudest you've been all episode.
And
the
Scorpio
the
came out.
I don't know.
She went
down
to her
right after.
That's crazy. She was okay. Oh, you're a Scorpio. Come on.
I'm gonna do one more question. Blunt during sex before we do lessons for weeks.
During.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Blunts in mouth. Let's get it.
No.
Chill, look. At least you can have it like that. You gotta
Why
give
not?
It a nice little setup. Like,
you,
here, babe, take this
it?
Blunt.
What about
it?
I really want to do it. That's just
while
messy.
What if I
ask her butthole? She's gonna be sick and the sex is over. What if the cherry drops in her... Sex is over.
Sex is... Well, listen,
Cherry, what?
Thinking
Wait,
hard
what?
She's balancing at the same time.
No, it's like when you're smoking and getting pleasured.
Like when she's sucking your dick
and you're smoking.
Ain't that beautiful?
I don't really mix weed with sex.
This nigga is
never smoked
bad.
I do pose them before
be
pregame.
Has stopped and said, really?
Yo, his boy looked at him like, yo.
Don't be talking
done
about
it. Not,
stopping
not that I haven't
me
done, I've
both
done
your
it.
Hands.
I've lit.
You know?
You feel me? But I've lit. It's just, that shit's not for me.
Chapnicki over here got me crying.
I'm not gonna lie though, one time, old girl was smoking a blunt and sucking my dick.
Okay.
That's
and
dangerous.
And she put the smoke, I said...
Oh, you a pro, bitch. You a pro. We smoking Olympics out here.
When did you sign your contract? Because I know this ain't your rookie season. What is you talking about?
It's like, I don't know. I'm excited or disgusted. Like,
what you going to do after this? You about to go do more of that? You bugging.
Where
I was practicing 24/7. Talking about... What?
With the smoke? No.
She threw the tornado on your...
Light came up like...
smoke about her. Like a dragon.
Like,
Hashtag Cornetto on the dick.
The smoke come out of like a dragon and shit.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
How did she get it back?
You didn't see me looking for her.
Yo, bro.
She quit, because I'm over here like, I'm sure I put it here.
How did you get it back? I'm confused. That's fucking wow.
That's the lesson. I don't recall.
You don't recall how it got on your net? Okay.
She quick.
Bruh. Wait. Let's see. I'm gonna go to six brown chicks really quick. Twitter look weird. Twitter updated itself or something?
Yeah, the new update on the computer. It's kind of ugly.
What is this?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. It's kind of ugly.
It's too big. I'm not 60 years old. Who voted for this? Definitely the old people asked for a bigger screen. This is definitely not cute.
We need to see everything.
Like,
we need to see everything.
I'm blind. Twitter's turned into like Pornhub.
It's always been
It's turned to what? Tumblr.
You know.
Know what it is? I haven't been on Twitter in a long time.
Nah, it's been
so
like
I got back
like
on to like networking like and like get my music and shit.
Yeah. Past 5 years.
And I'm like, Nick, what the
fuck? All they do is cover it. Like,
well, I could see it more often.
All you gotta do is uncover it. They be like, yeah, we blocked this picture, but you can still see it if you want to.
Because there are a lot of little kids on Twitter. Just like, you know how TV, they had to regulate it. Mm-hmm. You're going to be regulating Twitter. I got to watch what I tweet now. Nigga, this is Twitter. Fuck you talking about? Fuck the police.
Fuck the
police.
Ops.
That's how it
is. They always try to hold us down, you know? Mm.
There was this little documentary.
I thought he was about to say documentary?
I was waiting for that.
Not a little documentary on BBC about kids out in Asia. They was monitoring all that shit, like seeing if it was like sensitive content, shit like that. So like, damn. So the shit that you don't see, like,
oh no, yeah, they do bodies. That. They do that in like China.
Yeah, and they're saying that seeing all that shit, it's like they have PTSD. They don't train them for that shit at all, and they just sit there and just like watch videos, see pictures of like the shit that will never. Like, you can't even comprehend that, the shit that they see every day. And they don't train them for shit.
That's crazy. I've never heard of that before.
I don't know what the fuck the documentary is.
I'm going to do a little shameless plug real quick. Y'all better go watch Black Summer on Netflix.
No, that's a good show.
That shit had me shook yesterday. I watched the whole damn first season in like 3 hours.
What's it about?
It's another zombie apocalypse, but it's on some realistic ass level. They got a deaf person on the cast. A deaf person. I've never seen a zombie apocalypse thing yet that featured a star that was deaf. Mm. So now you got to see what they actually felt like. It's realistic as it had me immersed. Like, I was like playing a video game. I was sitting there like,
yo, I don't know, man. Like, that show. I got hooked the first time I watched the episode. And I was just
it's like, good shit. It's like, not like every other zombie apocalypse thing. It's like,
I've seen that.
You seen it?
No, I saw the like the trailer.
I think it's
I don't like zombie apocalypse.
And that's me too. I don't watch Walking Dead. I never liked it. Any of the zombie movies that have come out since then. It's
nah,
just like,
there was one zombie movie that was really funny.
What Z? What is that? Z, what's that movie?
No, World War
Dead?
Z.
It's not the one with
Woody Harrelson.
World War Z. War,
no, that wasn't funny. It was like a comedy. What's his name? The dude that just passed. The comedian that just passed.
Which one?
Robert Williams.
He was. He was.
That was like 4 years ago.
But he like it was recent. It's not
you
that.
You
funny,
right,
what movie is that?
I don't remember. He was in the movie though. But yeah, it was a zombie movie. That one was funny. But my thing is like, have you ever heard of The Act?
I'm not watching it.
Oh my god!
You heard about it?
I didn't finish it.
I'm about to watch it. I'm about to watch it. I've been peeping it. I'm about to watch it. I like shit like that though.
Daughter though.
White people.
Like, that's some
white
tea
people. I've been telling you.
Like,
white tea people.
She had everything you can imagine.
It's about.
Listen,
it's like a story from like 2015 or 16, something like that. It recently happened. This girl.
Oh, it's a true story.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Oh, I like them.
This girl. That's why I'm gonna watch it. This girl's, this mother like kept her daughter in the house, and was like sedating her and doing all this weird shit to her so that she would always stay with, you know, the mother. And then she eventually ended up killing the mother.
That shit happened.
I bet.
She killed the mother.
I bet.
And now, and she, like, I mean, I don't know the whole story, but
she's in jail now.
She is? Yeah. So it's like,
The mother said she had, she was allergic to sugar.
Yeah.
She couldn't, muscular dystrophy. This just happened like recently.
Okay, well, she lied about it, right?
Getting money and donations from everywhere. I'm telling you, I ain't finished it. I'm on the last episode, but you need to watch it. I'm like, this little.
Listen,
she was.
Let's do lessons from Leash before we eat up. All right, so lessons from Leash is a part of the segment of the show where we, the Hot Box, help the people that submitted their questions to this thread that I follow. Follow them at Six Brown Chicks. They submit the weekly thread they put out on people submitting questions, real people, real proof. And they ask the world of Twitter for advice. But I was like, fuck that. This advice sucks. We could do way better. We high. We'll be honest. So question one. I read the question, we'll go in a circle, whoever wants to answer it. We got through 28 minutes, so whoever y'all want to answer it, we can answer it. Question one, I got a new job. Me and my boyfriend, 8 months, celebrated the entire weekend. Celebrated the entire weekend. My first day at work, he dropped me off, but never picked me up. I Uber home, and my apartment is empty. He took my TV, my son's Xbox, my wigs, and our food. How to fix us? Sis, how to fix your life? Where's your wigs? You're not scared. What?
He took her wigs?
He took her wigs and her TV. Where's your life?
This shit just blew. What you guys say with this? I would love to know. Please, your face?
Yo, that's crazy. I have nothing to say. She's just an idiot.
Yo, honestly.
How long did she know this dude?
8 months.
Oh, man. Nah, I'm sorry for being.
And he had a key?
That sucks.
But wait, what?
A lot can happen in 8 months.
He was plotting.
There was no way he loved her, because this wasn't even something that warranted, okay,
I'm going to... No, he stayed with her for 8 months to rob her?
Yeah.
That nigga is a con artist. He's in Ocean's 11.
Took his time with it, yo.
Jesus.
Learn her.
That nigga is nice.
Celebrated her promotion.
He probably didn't even give her a real name. Damn, for 8 months. She don't even know his real name.
Girl, I'm finna
lie. I bet she didn't lie about the name.
DeMarc.
Oh, my God.
DeMarcus.
DeMarcus in his phone. DeMarcus.
Oh, man, that nigga was planning. That's crazy.
She said hashtag heartbroken.
And then he gave her the best weekend of her life and then robbed her right out of it.
Ruined her entire life to then ruin her life.
He dropped her off.
She said that they had a great weekend.
He dropped her off at work but never came back. And then that's when she Ubered home and realized he robbed her.
No, but that's what I'm saying. They went from the vacation to work, right? That means she had the best weekend of her life to go to work. She probably told everybody at work,
everybody.
Yo,
my boyfriend,
this nigga just dicked me down.
Amazing. That's
embarrassing. After, yeah, she was waiting for that nigga. She was going, oh, go home, Carrie. I'll be all right. He gonna get me and dick me again.
Get you a man like mine.
She's like, bro, she probably didn't get home until like 10 o'clock.
All tired.
She was waiting at the office until 10 o'clock. Her son is not even picked up. He's still at school.
It was probably one of her
coworkers. Sorry, I called.
It was probably one of her coworkers.
Oh, man. Hell yeah.
And always a coworker.
One of the coworkers that's probably laughing at looking like, at this stupid ass bitch. Telling everybody she got some good dick.
Calling him like, yo, this nigga.
Like, talking about my dick later. I'm about to go get that dick. What you talking about?
Like, yeah, she at work right now.
You're probably on the phone with a dude like, yo, you got to get... What? Yes, take the grilled cheese too, nigga. Take everything. You feel me?
Every dumb bitch over here telling everybody about this weekend.
Guess what PlayStation?
Take the light bulb.
Take her wig, because she was cute the other day.
It was a
co-worker.
Yeah.
It definitely
take
was.
Take her
wig.
Cute.
I need that.
That bitch was telling me my virgin hair was not virgin. It was only Remy, so I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Get all them shit. Now she got a bald ass head. She can rock her.
No. Why'd you go in? Oh my God.
It had to be.
Because, I mean, who would take your wig? That is some rude, disrespectful shit.
Like, he needed for
shit.
His new bitch. That's it. But that's nasty
with your
in his
bitch
own.
Hair? Yeah,
that's nasty in his own.
I'm sorry for...
Yeah, but niggas do it. Niggas do it. Right. Niggas take shit and give it to their new bitch sure. all the time.
But that hair?
Mm-hmm.
That's but a new level of disrespectful.
Man,
look at
hair.
Yo, look at this. Look at this.
Hair.
I don't understand how people can smoke... backwards with this shit literally screaming at you, warning, cigar smoking can cause lung cancer and heart disease.
You know when I first
and then
I
niggas be like,
I hear that voice.
And then
they be
throwing
I don't.
Chinese.
You have to read
no,
this.
No, I was like, I can't even read. What are you talking
about?
Yeah.
Commercial on TV, and they got
sis
recently with the
bowl. As long as I can put my weed in it and smoke it.
So, I'm good.
So,
and it's weed. I'm not out here choking down smoke. No, I'm on these shits like, ew. I'm over here smoking weed in it. Yo, Jay Crespo. All right, before we, I'm going to say the second question, and then when they do the answers, I'm going to be over here dying in the corner.
Yes.
My last relationship lived and died on Facebook, so I unplugged from social media.
A Facebook famous couple.
From social media and purposely chose to meet men in real life.
Mm.
Why are you dating men on Facebook? Dating for 3 months. Things were going well until I Googled him. You're a real online type of bitch, I see.
I Google people.
I do too, but I mean, you should have done that before you started meeting men in real life. I found his wedding registry.
Oh shit.
That
wedding in
me.
June.
That happened to me.
He says it's his crazy ex, though. Did he tell you it was his ex?
No. So the guy, I met this guy, because I online date. I met him on Tinder. And we went to hang out at his house. And he was like, oh, my baby mama. And I was like, I'm just looking for dick. I'm not trying to date you, so I don't give a fuck. And then so he turned on Netflix, and it was like Mr., Mrs., and Baby. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm going to smoke it, and I'm going to go. This nigga disappeared, and then I found... I like to creep, so I found his Facebook, and he was engaged, and then I found, like, a couple weeks later on his brother's page, it was, like, wedding pictures,
least
an all-white wedding on, like, a rooftop in New York. I was like, nigga. Mm-hmm.
Well, I gotta hit that shit over there.
Yeah,
like
I'm
that.
Gonna hit that shit.
Like, that nigga's disrespectful.
This nigga over here
bugging.
I'm gonna put this here.
I see. Question three. My voice got deep as fuck.
Question three.
I heart skinny guys. I'm not gonna love it. Can you do it?
Question three. Wow,
with
okay.
energy, ma'am.
I heart skinny guys, and I never believed that one could give me bad sex until now. He spends a lot of time with oral foreplay, but his bumpy beard and asthma issues makes it awkward. He can never get an erection with me, yet he masturbates daily. What the fuck to do? BBW in distress. Hashtag.
Oh, he's not feeling you, sis.
Yeah, he don't like you, sis.
He don't like big girls. So you got two choices. Wait, he said that she's a big girl?
Yeah.
He got two choices. I mean, she got two choices. Either lose the weight or lose him.
And then it's like, if your nigga not digging you down, get another nigga that will. Like, the fuck?
I mean,
what do you mean?
Why are we tweeting about this?
Exactly.
Like,
my grandmother told me that all my life.
You don't have friends.
Her friends aren't.
She don't got friends.
I really don't.
Like, sis, everybody, just move on.
It's
boo.
Anonymous.
That's
all it's
anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They gonna listen to me like, damn, she's right.
Us.
All right, let me do the fourth one.
All right. I don't know if I should take it. Yep, I'm gonna take it. Oh, wow. This nigga about to go to a Red Bull game and be fried.
Wow, that's gonna be
watching niggas kick the soccer ball. Soccer ball gonna be come to this nigga's face and be like,
oh, shit's right here.
Oh. Yay. Question four. Mood, whatever.
Yay. Yay. Always.
I got fired 2 months ago, and my wife of 4 years has no clue. She, my daughters were on my health insurance. She scheduled back surgery, so I emptied our bank accounts and left the state. Now my money is running low, and I miss the kids. Damn, she's...
Just nigga. Go, nigga.
No.
Wait,
don't
let
go
me
back.
Let me
no,
so, let me understand.
Hell no.
Stay on the road.
Stay on the road, man.
Stay on the road. Stay on the road, please. No. Don't.
Get on your knees.
Get a job.
Change your face.
Get a new wife.
You it's got money now. You
fuck them kids.
First of all, the fact that you were fired and didn't tell your wife,
nigga, he was
and
fired.
For 2 months, the ploy was great. You were winning. I don't know how you were
so
pulling
she needs
off.
Back surgery.
Till she got in some type of issues and needed back surgery. And you left her, mind you, still needing back surgery.
With no money.
With no money and kids. And you talking about I missed the kids. Yeah, and I ain't got no money. No
this guy's an asshole for even asking this question. Like, the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
You know the answer, shit.
Probably fucking a whole new bitch.
Is this even real?
These are real.
Probably a troll.
Yeah, someone could have trolled this.
No, these were real people. They had proof.
They have proof of what? Them asking the question?
Yeah, they showed people because there was people saying that this was a scam. And so they went in the DMs and took screenshots and showed people without the faces. But they showed the person that showed the bread. I said, these are real people. We're not doing, I don't know, maybe it could be trolled accounts, but they're.
Could be trolled, but it's fine.
All right. Anyway, dated since high school. Question one. Dated since high school. She wanted to join the army together. I threw away a scholarship to enlist with her. The day we were supposed to sign up, she got pink eye, so I went alone. Sis didn't have pink eye. I'm saying that right now. All right, wait.
I'm dying. I'm dying.
That was you? Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I heard it in the sounds like, of my ear, and I was like, wait, someone's dying. Wait, do you have the tears coming?
Shut up.
All right, dated since high school. She wanted us to join the army together. I threw away a scholarship. I've been holding this for so long. I threw away a scholarship to enlist in the army with her. The day we were supposed to sign up, she got pink eye, so I went. Well, I went on question 7, and then we'll do the shameless plugs for everybody. Question 7. X sells... No, let me do questions. I see a lot of caps in question 6. What's the question? Fiance was having our baby. I spent evenings rubbing her feet, running out at midnight to get her food cravings, looking for a better job, etc. At the gender reveal, she confesses there's no baby. Whoa. She lied because she's ashamed about her weight gain. I'm sick, advice.
What the fuck?
Keep moving.
That bitch crazy.
Mm-hmm. Who lies
about a baby?
Because you got big. How did you look? Wait.
How big did she get?
Yeah, like.
He must have not asked any questions.
Big
about
enough
it.
To look like she like, was having a baby.
You didn't say, well, okay, oh my God, where's the pregnancy test?
Usually you go to the doctor.
Did you see any in your box?
Let's go to the doctor together.
Don't you gotta get the checkup like after the first couple weeks? You gotta
just
make
didn't
sure.
Ask any questions.
People do gender reveals early, so she probably did it when she wasn't even showing.
Yeah, but you still gotta get the blood work done to know what you're having.
She's lying.
He didn't go where though? Like the fuck?
Is her she probably did every she probably did everything on the spot, like lying.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Like I said.
Alright,
these bitches gotta go.
These bitches gotta go.
That's gonna be another time.
Hashtag.
What was the other one? Hashtag tornado on the day.
No, that's what's all.
That was that.
Oh, that was another one?
That's what's all.
All right, anyway, let's do the last one. X sells her aunt's homemade cheesecake, and it's delicious. I order from the aunt.
It's delicious. I'm sorry. Oh, my, forgive me.
No, it's okay.
It's funny as fuck.
I order from the aunt for a party. I pick it up, and aunt's house is filthy. Cat piss everywhere. Oh. She has long, curved nails with old food stuck underneath.
That's nasty.
I warn others on IG. X wants to fight. Advice.
Be her ass. Be her ass. That's all I'm saying. Be that bitch ass.
I mean, it's been good since you didn't know.
No, you can't unknow. You can't unknow now.
You've been eating that shit. That's so nasty.
Exactly. So you've been eating all her old food. That's what you've been eating. All her old food. Because her nails look like that. And her pots look like that.
Look, anybody with long nails like this long, I know the people who are listening can't see, but for the people who are in the room, anyone who have like 10-inch nails, never ever shake their hand.
How do you shake their hand?
Never, like, if they give you food, don't accept it. Mm-mm. Because
you can't their
nails
your
are probably, yeah, like, how the fuck are they wiping their
ass? How
the fuck are they wiping? Yo, I worked at this doctor's office in Newark, right? And there was this lady, she's, like, famous for this in Newark.
What?
Of having long nails and, like, long style nails. She had one nail that broke, she just, like, patched it up and put it back. And it was like this, like, with the nails. Up like here, like, you know what I mean? What's up? You feel me? Thanos with the, you know what I mean? But
Thanos with the nails.
I would never give her anything without using gloves. I would never. Yo, how the fuck?
That's nasty. There's a woman like that worked at the eye doctor's office.
That wasn't old food under this nail. That was shit.
You can't be working here with that shit. You can't do that, man. I'm about to eat. Come on. What do you think?
Why would you say that?
That bitch not wear gloves.
How'd you gonna wear gloves with the nails? It's just gonna rip through the gloves.
Nikki's like, I don't care. They're
gonna have to
like,
have
custom, find a way.
Custom made again, gloves.
Like, yeah, like, custom made gloves.
Custom made gloves. Get some big gloves.
Mm-hmm. Accommodate yourself.
She's gonna look. She's gonna be looking like Wolverine.
Bugging. I'm crying.
But yeah, that's the end of lessons from Leash. Any last advice to anybody in the world? I don't know. This threat was not interesting.
If you know better, you would do better.
Okay. Quotable.
Get some real friends, too, because, like, y'all friends not telling y'all about yourselves in the shows. It's like,
nope, they friends really don't give a fuck, because it's none of their business.
Not their friends.
Not their friends. My friends
are surrounded by a bunch of yes men, like, no.
Listen, I saw your pussy on somebody's phone yesterday. I just wanted to let you know. Wow.
You gotta do better.
You gotta like, do better.
Okay, bitch.
I'm not telling you
need to stop.
No problem.
You should know.
You should know.
Okay. She said you should know.
Oh my god. That's what I mean. All right. Shameless plugs. Let's go in a circle. We got plenty of time this time. Let's get it, guys.
Me? All right. Well, I'm a singer, like I said. I have a photo shoot coming up on the 17th. I'm going to be releasing my first single in the beginning of the summer, hopefully. Mm. It's got, like, Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby vibes. Like, it's fire. I'll play it for y'all after. So that's happening. I've been performing everywhere in the city. You guys can follow me on Instagram at OHvelvet. That's OHvelvet.
Which city?
Where am I from?
Pacific. No, which city have
New you York. Been New York. I'm in the city a lot in New York.
Okay.
Yeah. I go back and forth, but most of the shows I do are over there and open mics and stuff. Yeah, OHvelvet with two T's instead of one because Instagram played me. I got stuff on SoundCloud and it's lit. That's all I got. Thank you.
We can go that way. I want to go last.
I guess. Catch next week's episode. Oh, wait, shouts out, shameless plugs to Johnny's Chicken. You the homie, you the realest. You really came through last time on 420 with that bomb ass chicken. Wow. I'm stopping through, Johnny. Stopping through. Catch me. Also, shouts out to my homie that passed away the other day. I don't know.